Hey, Pasa, what's happening, everybody? Welcome to yet another glorious episode of the Trial and Aaron podcast. We call it The Tap. I am your host, Aaron, on tap today, you guys. It's 2026. We left 2025, that steaming pile of shit, in the rearview mirror. Now we have a new steaming pile of shit. We're barreling towards I-80, towards baby. We're going right for it. We got poop flying everywhere. But damn it, I hope everybody's New Year's going so good so far. There's a nice little checkpoint vibe to it, a little point of reflection, which is kind of, you know, every content creator is just doing, oh, you're in the review and this. So we're going to touch on some of these things because, let's face it, we all experienced it. We are just, the world is flooded with calamity at this point in time. So I want to touch on all those little things, all the low lights, but then we want to ascend to the highlights. And I know I have plenty of them. I want to just perpetuate these good vibes, starting with this awesome light I got for Christmas. Skylar Morgan gave it to me, a little ring light. Not using it properly right now. I'm still figuring it out, but got the nice little laptop cam for here and now, but we do have that light shining. Thank you, Skylar, Mo, Peyton, and Baker. Giving good old Uncle Sando a really nice gift. But, yeah, let's go. We start off with the lowest of the low, and they start off with a goddamn bang, and I don't want to spend, like, a ton of time because it's just nothing but bad news. I went to historychannel.com/articles 2025 events. Not a very happy story. It starts off, my God, with the TikTok ban. Oh, no, TikTok banning. All 0.5 seconds of our attention span was taken away from us for like a month or so. Terrible. But goodness gracious. Start off with the New Orleans attacks. My God, the guy barreling into Bourbon Street, just killing a bunch of people with his... It was a Ford F-150, killing 14, injuring 57. Good Lord. Yeah, bad omens for the starting off of the year. Luckily, they shut down the football game that's supposed to take place that day. Like, New Year's time, it's all the college playoffs and championships. Glad that humanity prevailed. Postpone it. Get all the safety precautions in order. So just, I don't know how we stop that. That's just... but par for the course, unfortunately, it seems these days, as are fires, this January 7th became fueled the Palisades fires in Los Angeles. In this podcast episode, like, yes, there are going to be political things. Let me just tell you here right now, I hate politics. I'm very, moderate. I just, the far left, the far right, I hate it all. I hate it all, if anything. I hated the last administration. I hate the current administration. It's all... anything, you guys, it is all just part of the same. There's a narrative of, hey, a left and right and different morals and values. It's the same bullshit. It's the have and have nots. It's Big Brother versus all of us. And they're just siphoning our tax money. They just pretend that there's a narrative of, oh, you're Democrat or Republican, Libertarian, we have these values. No, it's them versus us. They're all buddy buddies at the end of the day. Fuck them. Oh, you got it. Oh, anyway, sorry. So I got that rant out of the way. So you'll get no love or any sort of sympathy towards political figures on this podcast because they're all scum taking our money. Oh, yeah. So Trump got elected for the second time. The Doge cuts. Good old Elon with his fucking chainsaw. That was just... we're just taking more and more steps closer to idiocracy. The Doge cuts. Did they do anything? Not that I saw. Mid-air collisions. Oh, God. The Black Hawk helicopter that crashed in D.C. collided with a plane. It just seemed like such a horrible year for the aviation industry in general. Planes crashing, going down, not enough people staffed to work. Huge government shutdown, which includes the flight controllers and just our air traffic controllers. Just absolute madness. Let's see. Immigration crackdowns. You know, I am... a fan of, like, you know, closing the border, I guess, but we vet people, anybody who comes through and wants to live here, come on through, but we just got to make sure you're not a rapist, murderer, gang member, and anything like that. Everybody get vetted, go through the process, become a citizen. Like, that's just where it is. Boy, strikes in Yemen, why not? Let's blow them up. Let's keep the war machine fueled with our tax dollars. Got a new pope from Chicago. Oh, why that accent? I don't know. War in Gaza, war in Ukraine. Again, our tax dollars just filling those guns up with ammunition. Let's go. Russia-Ukraine war. All these wars. We're supposed to get out of it. I think we're in more wars than anything. Let's see. National Guard lawmakers get shot in New Orleans. Minnesota legislators. Oh, Taylor Swift got engaged. AI. God bless it, AI. No. Anybody watches this, listen to the tap, they know I'm anti-AI. It is a tool in the creative arsenal for people to use towards achieving their creative goals. It is not the end product of one's creativity itself. Anybody can type a sentence into a graphics AI graphics generator. Use it as the spark. Use it as a tool for what it's supposed to be. But it is not the creative output. It is not the final product. Lest we lose what it is to be human, which is to create, which is to be thoughtful, make those little mistakes, those little errors in the writing or the drawings, whatever it is. Create. You create it and let AI help you, but not be, hey, I took responsibility for this. No, you didn't. That's digital. That ain't you. Finally, some good news. K-pop Demon Hunters, the only movie I saw this year that actually got my nips hard. Solid music. I love listening to it on runs. The Huntrix, old Golden, let's go. Old Donnie J got shot in the ear. Now that one, if I may, like, oh, I know I went on this political rant and stewed earlier, like a minute ago, of just F them, fuck the government. Well, it's like, I support like police officers doing their job, first responders doing their job. No corruption, by the way. I just can't stand it, which is why I can't stand the FBI when it came Cash Patel, that fucking 5'2" pile of shit who is just nothing, like her tail around the interwebs. They call him the Make-A-Wish FBI director because he's just flying around in a private jet, just going on podcasts, having fun, not catching the brown shooter, not catching whoever assassinated Charlie Kirk, not catching whoever like shot at old Donnie J. That one, the Secret Service, the director, she's like, oh, there's slanted roofs, so we couldn't possibly put counter snipers out there or anything like that. It just all that photo that came out of it, him going fight blah, the fact that that kid was out there flying drones earlier that day, there's just so much conspicuous coincidences and bullshit and this whatever they're telling us, especially with like Kirk's assassination. Whatever Cash Patel is telling us, whatever the mainstream news is telling us, whatever the government is telling us is not the truth. We're going to know as much about all these things as we ever did with JFK because they're the gatekeepers. They're in control of all the information, and they're not going to let out information that's going to incriminate them. The Epstein redactions, a bunch of black bars, and that's justice towards the women that had to suffer what they suffered through. Like, to go from Cash Patel, oh, there's no Epstein files. I've seen that. That's suicide. It's exactly as it's been reported. There's no Epstein files. It's all liberal propaganda, as old Dunny J would say. There's no Epstein files. Ooh, there are Epstein files, but then we're going to redact the holy shit out of them. We're going to get about 3 syllables out of the entirety of all the Epstein files. It's a joke. They're just spewing, they're shoveling this poo-poo. Do not, like, you're going to have to take it on the face, but don't open your mouth, don't open your eyes. Do not believe this shit stack that they're tossing our way. Charlie Kirk, like that one, just devastating on so many levels. It just floored me because there's a lot of guys I know and love that are his age that have a wife and kids. And for him to have been murdered in such a horrendous way in front of everybody in such a graphic way. And what was more, and him like, I didn't agree and nor was I in lockstep with everything he was saying. I thought it was a bit of a smartass, but at the same time, invited conversation to happen at the very least. Challenge the status quo, what you believe. And that, to me, like, we need that discord through conversation, not violence. And it ended in the most violent, horrendous of ways. What we're being told happened, that literally unbelievable. So that's why I don't believe what Cash Patel, what the FBI is saying. What was as upsetting was, it's like, yes, this guy got murdered in his youth. You know, he's like 34. People's reaction to it, that anybody that rejoiced or took a moment to make a, they're like, oh, this guy's dead. Let's take this moment to make a political statement about immigration or Gaza or Palestine, whatever it is. People did not stop and say, fuck, like, this sucks. Like, these two daughters don't have a dad anymore. The humanity, it came through in a lot of ways, but in a lot of ways it didn't. And it just, like, can we just be humans for this minute, no matter who was murdered? Even, you know, old Luigi murdering the insurance guy. Like, that was a husband and father. Are these people reprehensible human beings? Sure. Like, the guy, like, on paper, or if you're watching a movie, yeah, that's the kind of guy you'd want to see dead. But for it to really happen, for these murders to really happen, like, we cannot have that. This is not, that's not how civilized society will sustain and continue to thrive. Murdering, it's words. Words, conversation, discourse, and debate, not bullets and slaughter and assassinations. It's fucking wild. As wild, I saw this on, I can recommend a Valhalla VFT, this ex-Green Beret, America First guy. And he just does kind of commentary on the world at large, whatever drama's going on in the veteran community with special forces and stuff like that. And this guy, he said that there is this, like the Coachella for Turning Point USA. It's called America Fest. And got that weasel Ben Shapiro, he's out there talking. And like, what bummed me out with the last administration was, Tim Walz, hate speech isn't free speech. So we're going to concede to Big Brother what is or isn't hate speech. So this like a beige white shirt will be hate speech eventually. The color purple is going to be hate speech eventually. Notebooks are going to be hate speech eventually. Like, so the government just decides for us because we cannot decide for ourselves. We're too ignorant. We need the government. And so like that fucked me up. Don't fuck with the First Amendment. Do not even come close to it. So that was on the left. And then on the right of just people saying, you know what? No, we need to shame these people, cancel them. We need to like deplatform them. You're calling for the limiting of people's freedom of speech. What the fuck are you doing? I don't care where you are on the political spectrum. If you are calling for the deplatforming or silencing people or taking away someone's right to free speech, fuck you. Fuck you. Cannot stand for it. So, I guess, where was I going on this rant? So yeah, Turning Point USA. These people are calling to like, oh, we need to stop XYZ people from speaking. But what got me the most, all right, Erica Kirk, Charlie Kirk's widow. I'm not here to judge one on the grieving process or how they do it. People do it a million different ways, healthy, unhealthy. This is a woman of faith. She said she had already forgiven Crooks, the person who allegedly shot, this person is, oh yes, it is. He's dating a furry, he's far left, he's trans, this and that. Like, oh, every checkpoint of the villainized individual that the right is supposed to hate. All right, copy that. It's such nonsense. And all right, she went out to this America Fest, and it was, from what I've heard it described as, like a WWE entrance with the pyrotechnics, the music, tossing out merch. This person's husband was murdered no more than 6 months ago. And she's out there just living the life, just, we need to live in honor of him. That wasn't the most disturbing. That's a little like, if my wife was murdered during a political rally, I don't think I would have the strength to go out on a pyrotechnic stage during a crazy wild event tossing out merch, nor talk about it. I'd want to huddle up under a fucking rock with my family and cry our eyes out and mourn and just come to terms with things and start going to therapy, not go out and be a spectacle to behold, which is what they turned Charlie Kirk's murder into. I kid you not, I saw reports, I saw a video of a tent recreation, the Easy Up recreation of where he was killed, so people can take fucking photos and selfies and make even bigger spectacle of this. They are monetizing, they've turned this assassination into a commodity to promote and sell. What the, in the name of inhumanity are we doing? Yo, like, I'm a writer, I like to peg myself as a creative person, I like to watch movies and shows and really pick apart of antagonists and villains and what makes them tick, why people resonate with them. Say the Joker, Heath Ledger's Joker, there he is. What made him so perfect? His motivations, his actions, the circumstances he created. Not in my wildest dreams as a writer, my wildest creations would I think of something so goddamn sinister and inhumane as to promote this place of death as a way for people to gain social media clout. What the fuck is that? Wow. Wow. So, yeah, that there's that. That just floored me. But again, doesn't surprise me. I'm like, yeah, why not? Next year, they're going to have a 3D, they're going to have a AI 3D generated image of him to take pictures with and debate with, just like they did, I think it was at Comic-Con, they had Stan Lee's digital appearance that you could take photos with and talk to with AI generated responses and whatnot. leave people dead who are dead. This is desecration. This is like their likeness. This is horrifying to me that this is what people are gravitating towards, what are thought of as good ideas. Get the fuck out of here with that. That's madness. Enough of this madness. That was 15 minutes of just straight calamity. Mind your calamities. Oh, the good stuff. Let me get to some highlights now. I recorded this. It was almost an hour of this end of the year one. And I was like, oh, I got too political. I got too ranty. I know I've just been spending the past 15 minutes ranting a little bit about politics or whatever. But just so you know, the TAP does not endorse politics, politicians, the FBI directors. Big supporter of first responders. There's human on the human level. There's aspects of the government that, yeah, I know and respect. And there's people that I know in these branches. They're not all scum, but the highest up, the muckety mucks, the Gavin Newsoms, the Donnie Jays, the Dan Crenshaws, take off that fucking eye patch, you loser. Oh my God, I bet there's another eye in there. You're just like the guy from The Mummy Returns. You think it makes you look more dashing. No, you look like a complete dildo, sir. Nancy Pelosi, like just the lot of them. They are the greatest stock traders of all time. They just happen to be politicians. That's just a side hobby, a little side hustle they do, making millions, not insider trading on stocks. But anyways, the good stuff. All right, the calamities, my goodness. But I do have the highlights that I've put in this notebook, y'all. That there's 2025 is wild, but a year like changing, yes, we can add on like an emotional checkpoint aspect to this, but there's no better time. There's no like waiting to the end of the year to make a clear cut change for yourself. You know, it's like, oh, new year, new me, gonna go to the gym. Like, what if you stuck with it? It could be early January. Hell, start in February. Do what you gotta do. Let the initial rush of people are gonna go in and quit immediately. Maybe they don't. I'd like to see healthier, happier people out there. But do it on your time. It doesn't have to be January 1st. It could have been December 2nd. Just get your ass in gear to make your better self. You don't have to wait till the new year or any other time other than now to just start being the best version of yourself. And it starts with good health. Just walk up the treadmill. Walk around the gym. Do 10 push-ups. Do one push-up. Do what you got to do. But the health, I feel like the health department's been doing all right for yours truly. You're going to see how many times the year-end visits to Anytime Fitness. Last year, I beat Skylar by 2 trips. I think I was at 237. He was at 235. Oh, we got it. We got to keep it rolling, baby. The health, let's see. The raves this year, my goodness. Shout out to Ray McIntyre, get me in on this shit. Just like he got me into Magic Cards, I can't stop and just like raves. We went to Breakaway in Sacramento, Slander in Sacramento. Both of those were just top-notch times. And shout out to Kathy and Dave, because at Breakaway, Kathy drove myself, Ray, and Beth all the way over there. And then we slept at, we went to Joe Mack's house. And his wife, we went over there, kicked it, went to Slander or Breakaway, whatever. The McIntyres came in clutch it was Breakaway because Jonah's wife went with us. And then Dave McIntyre and Kathy came over and picked us up the next day, headed on in back into town. Like the McIntyres just coming in clutch when it comes to food, to rides. Oh my goodness. Shout out to them. Great allies in this quest of life. The raves. Then Fresh Start, Ray and I went to see John Summers over in San Francisco, Pier 80. That was an insane venue. It was drizzly, dark, massive warehouse, like 4 stages. But it seemed like one of those old piers that like a mob transaction would go down on. There is a massive boat docked in the background. Lights, camera, just it was flashy. It was cool. It was a vibe. It was very loud and just had a gay old time. That's what you do in San Francisco. Family is on the up and up, mostly healthy. The wheels are falling off a little bit, but it's up to us to just take these health boo-boos in stride. I mean, this past year, this shoulder. I partially separated AC joint. I thought I was going to just sustained in the WHS alumni football game. I went for it first play because going in, I'm like, oh, I'm going to have 500 all-purpose yards, 20 touchdowns, 30 sacks, and just be got on the football field. First play, I get the ball, or throws me the ball. I make a little move. I'm trying to roll into my fall plant, bop, shoulders fucked. I thought I was going to go to Skylar Morgan's house, which I did. Hey, pop it back into place. Mo, you're a nurse. Get me back out there. She's like, nah, Sando, you're fucked. Go to the hospital. went to the hospital, partially separated AC joint, and I've never been a sling guy, and they put me in a sling. Unbelievable. The first time, like, I've had a legit injury keep me from, like, playing basketball. We had men's league, and then the alumni baseball game the week after that. My God, it could not have come at a worse time. And I went all year snowboarding. Oh, like, snowboarding. I went 19 times last year. 19 fucking times. I'm saying that to rub it in. Absolutely. I got cats, no wife, no kids, low amounts of responsibility. My happy ass is up there. I'm snowboarding. Epic pass. Ask for Santa. He comes in clutch. Just come up with me. So much goddamn fun. I'm lucky enough. I'm blessed enough to be able to go up and do that as much as I do. And hopefully do it again this year because time's running out. My goodness, yeah, football time, Tahoe time, families, like, we're doing good. Jake and Powell got married, hell yeah, that one, I was hurting that wedding, I was a sloppy Joe there. Chad and Megan, they're expecting, let's go, the family's growing. My goodness, Kit Kat and Sunny, my cats, the Gattos. At first, Sunny was just, she's a terrible influence in general, but she would just start eating everything, eating Kit Kat's food. So for the longest time, I had to separate those two little shits so there'd be enough food for both of them. But they're learning how to share. They're cuddling more. I don't need to be as strict as, like, whose food I'm pouring for which, because they'll, like, switch bowls and stuff. There's no rhyme nor reason to how they are figuring out the food eating apparatus, who's eating what, whatever. They're figuring it out. Sunny lost some weight. That makes me happy. They're still kids puking all over the place, but it's at like once every couple trips. She just eats a little too much, and then she's like, "Hey, Dad, what's going on?" Just like, I'm like, "All right, thank you for that nice little mouth poop." Let's see here. Ooh, I defeated, before I get into like my number one, just like come up, the best part of the last year that is spilling into this year, other than the writing. My God, the writing is, it's humming along, but taking so much longer than I ever could have anticipated. I saw a paper that I had, Gattos. I saw a paper that I had magneted to the fridge, stuck it there, and it's 2024 saying, oh, I'm going to finish the book. Well, holy shit, we're in 2026 now, and I've made headway. We're chapters in, we're like over halfway done. And it just, it's taken a minute, but maybe it's supposed to take this long. It's discouraging. I'm like, well, it's not done yet. Clearly things are going off the rails. They're not. There's good days and bad days that I, like some days I can write three pages. Some days it's like, oh fuck. Maybe three syllables. If that, it's just, it depends on the day of just how creative you're feeling, how juicy you are. So writing's been humming along. It's a long process. I'm hoping 2026, we get Soulkeeper on the way. Hopefully I can create, develop more of this. I just want my story to be amongst all these amazing stories behind me. All like the icons, the art, it's just so cool. That's why I love characters. I love being influenced. And that's why I write, because I want to influence people with storytelling the way I've been influenced. Prince Zuko with Venom, Carnage, Captain America, Gambit, Goku, Batman, Captain Picard up there. Fuck yeah. Let's go. Boba Fett. We got all these characters. But anyways, I'm just S-M-I-O-N-D. But I figured out how to undo a wasp sting. And there's plenty of wasps in the landfill where I'm working at. I got this job. It's paying them bills. I'm very grateful for it. Summertime, though, the wasps are out and about, and they are just swarming. Old Bradley Casey made the mistake of having his windows open in his truck. It was summertime, and just the wasps. There was no less than 50 to 60 wasps that made their home in there, because about five, a handful of them got in there. He just opened up his window so they would get out. A swarm of them got up in there, and it was frightening. It was frightening to look at just how much he was dealing with for the next couple of days. They're coming out of the vents and stuff. To my knowledge, Brad made it out without getting stung, because he's just that guy. They don't want to fuck with him. Don't fuck with Bradley Lou. He will sting back. Guaranteed. But that same day, I'm up on top of a hill. Like, we're just getting ready to put the tarps over the trash, and I'm just walking my happy ass back down, and like, I got my gloves in my back pocket, my hands exposed. I feel something on my hand, and then my palm just erupts like, ah, ah, like just to take a wasp sting to the palm. I throw my hand because I feel something in it, and I see the little bastard, the little yellow jacket, he's just kind of moping around in the dirt. I don't go for the kill. I hope in future lives or what have you that I'm in a certain situation. I made the biggest mistake of my fucking life, and the giant that I just pissed off opted just to kick a couple boulders my way, and I did not kill. I kicked some dirt on him, like, oh, you little bitch. But here's what happened. I was so pissed, and I don't know why these words came to mind, but I looked down at the wasp. I said, boy, howdy, this would really hurt right now if you didn't sting like a little bitch. Just tough talked the wasp, and the pain just kind of subsided. Just out angered the wasp sting, telling him, boy, howdy, this would really hurt right now if you didn't sting like a bitch. You little bitch wasp, you just come back when you got some balls dropped and you can actually make me hurt one time. No, sir, not having it. So just if you tough talk the wasp, do whatever you got to do, and the pain will go away if you just out-angry it. Hell yeah, brother. And beyond that, without a doubt, the best thing I got going for me, I'm teasing that out because last year, 2 years ago, seasonal depression hit like a motherfucker. I was all sad, feeling lonely, the romantic love not quite there. I've had my chances this past year, just things didn't work out. Where things are low in the romantic love, I would say the platonic friendships, the family, the forged relationships, the good things. I got a lot of love in my life right now going on with friends, with soup night. That's just this group of people come together on Mondays. We eat food. We crack bottles of wine. We crack jokes. We have fun with one another. But tap trivia on Sundays at 2:00. There's a lot of love there because there's strangers that come in. There's Team Technically Correct. There's the Puma Pants. We have, oh God, Mermod. But there's a lot of good energy. The Knights of Monday Lore. We have so many people coming in with such amazing energy, and they're about that silly life. And to come in on Sundays, not every time I'm just not in the mood for it. These people get me in the mood. They get me feeling silly. I'm tossing coins out left and right. It's gotten bigger. There's more nuance. There's more rules to things to do, the creative, like drawing something on the back of the page. I like seeing how invested people get, how silly they get. For the most part, it is just getting bigger. I'm not exactly sure what the next move is going to be. The back room is clearly, I like the coziness, the intimacy of it, how close everybody is in, and we can see the games being played. But at the same time, man, to move back into the cornhole room, I don't know if it'll have the same appeal. I don't know. I don't know if it'll be the same, but we'll see. The bigger it gets, like, we're going to have to figure something out. But tap trivia, it just means so much to me. It takes like 4 or 5 hours to like think of all the questions, get them together, and then the busy work to implement them, get the little graphics, get the music, get everything going ready on Canva to bring in on Sunday and just delight people with the fucking show. And then trivia itself, hosting takes, I get in there half hour prior. It takes maybe hour and a half, 2 hours with the amount of people coming in to get this thing going on. It's a part-time gig, and it's something I take a lot of pride in, and it's something that makes me feel fulfilled. It is very fulfilling. And to see people's smiles, to get tipped, which is fucking insane because I don't feel like I deserve any sort of tips. It feels icky, gross. Like me, I'm just some guy doing this thing, and people are feeling it necessary to give me like money. And it's the wildest, weirdest thing. And I'm appreciative of it doesn't describe half of it, of just how humbled I am that people find me worthy enough to spend hours of their Sunday to come have fun with me, to tip me, and for people to just indulge and engage in this silly little creative expose. People are about it, and it gives me purpose, and it feels like I'm doing something right. When I get that affirmation, when people say thank you or have a good time, it truly does. With writing, I don't have it as much because nobody knows what the fuck I'm doing. I'm trying to get the story out, and it's not quite there yet. I'd get it writing for the newspaper from time to time. Just outside affirmation. You're supposed to handle that shit yourself and be able to give you that self-affirmation and have that be a healthy way forward. But damn it, getting it from other people, there's nothing else like it. It's a drug I'm addicted to. And to get it, and when it's sincere, when people mean it, when I see their smiles, and when I know that I want to make people happy at the end of the day. And that when I see I've done that through my creativity and through this shared interaction, it's not just me doing it. I can put this out there. It's everybody who shows up and having fun and indulging and being silly and letting loose. It's the people coming into Tap Trivia that is making it what it is. I'm just like the one that puts up the show, and then everybody makes the show what it is, with the silly, with the fun. So everybody that shows up, We got another fucking year ahead of us. It ain't stopping. The train is going faster. Tap Trivia will not stop. It's going to get wild. I think this is going to come out way too late. So maybe the following Sunday, the 2000s era, the 2000s, let's see, the keyword for that, for the 2000s, how about butterfly? Butterfly, if you listen to the tap, butterfly will be the word worth 5 points. If you tell me what the code word is from this episode of the tap, which is butterfly, 5 points for you. 5 points to that. Look at me twisting arms. But you guys, thank you so much. Trap Trivia, but man, the Trial and Error podcast itself, didn't mention it. I need to get more guests on. Like, that's the intention. Just getting a little, I want to say lazy, but right here, just got to get something out. Might as well do a little solo pod. Got the background, got the lights, and you got the sandwich. I love you guys. Thank you for being a slider, for indulging in this year of the tap. Got another one on tap, on deck. Let's get through it, baby. Hut hike! Let's get our asses in the 26th, start kicking some ass. Go out there, snowboard. Go out there, get silly, not stupid. And until next time, you guys.
You lose! Good day, sir!